USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, along with the people that have died. Washington State is reporting two more fatalities on Saturday, bringing the death toll to 19 nationwide. Health officials in Florida confirmed two deaths late Friday, with nearly 400 cases now reported in the United States. All that being said, Dr. Drew Pinsky tells Fox News, we do just need to calm down.
The panic is far worse than the virus. Let the professionals whose job it is to contain pandemic do their job. They're doing an amazing job. Worldwide, the efforts and the effect of the organizations like the CDC and the WHO has been remarkable.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are busy campaigning this weekend as hundreds of delegates are on the line in Tuesday's primary elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As tax season is in full swing, attorney generals across the nation are warning people to be careful of potential scams. Scam artists often try to impersonate someone who you would trust when they're most interested in getting your personal information, like a social security number. Now, when it comes to doing your taxes, I had a chance to catch up with Paul Schwartz. He's an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he tells everyone that they should not be going for that big refund. Instead, you should be making sure you're claiming the right deductions.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. Big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money.
When you go to bed this Saturday evening, don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour as we go to daylight savings time. That is, of course, unless you're in Hawaii or Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NBA wants its teams to prepare to play games without fans if necessary due to the coronavirus. How are other sports handling things? Well, I was out at the Phoenix Raceway and I had a chance to chat with Jack Roush. Roush is the founder, CEO, and co-owner of Roush Fenway Racing. He tells me what his team is doing just to prepare for the... Roush is the founder, CEO, and co-owner of Roush Fenway Racing. He tells me what his team is doing to prepare for a possible coronavirus outbreak.
Well, we've talked about it in team meetings, and the same information that comes from the Center for Disease Control is available to everybody, and we're just hanging on to see what's going to happen next. But my great hope is that it'll be affected by the temperature, and as things warm up, we'll have less trouble than they have in the wintertime.
Roush also says it's always good to be mindful of people when you're in a large group to stop germs from spreading.
You know, I think that the biggest opportunity for minimizing the effect of it is to use good hygiene for your hands and to not breathe directly into somebody's face or let them breathe into your face in conversation.
From Phoenix Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.